All right, guys, welcome once again to the High Gravity Mail Podcast. I'm Brad Howard, and today we've got my buddy Brad Jackson on the phone. Now, Brad's pretty funny. We just got finished hanging out in Dallas when I was there a little while ago, and he's got something new coming out called Guru Black Book, and we kind of want to go over that a little bit because we're getting a lot of questions about it, especially from my subscribers. So Brad, what's going on? What's the deal with this thing?
What's up, Brad? Brad. Well, I'm really excited to bring it. I mean, my partner Bill Preston and I, who owns a forum online, you know, of guys, puaforums.com, and he and I were talking the other day just about what we're seeing as trends among, you know, guys and their problems with women. And, you know, the one thing that we kind of figured out was that the big commonality is that everybody is so totally different. People come with different, you know, with different capabilities, with different anxieties, with different skills, with different goals. Everybody's different. That's all, you know, some gurus will say, I've got the answer for everybody. Well, no guru has the answer for everybody. And that's why a lot of guys are met with frustration. And, you know, I don't even consider myself a dating guru, as you well know. I've got a website where I teach guys how to do magic tricks just to break the ice with women because I've always liked magic. And although that doesn't make me an expert on dating, it has put me in contact with a lot of guys who have questions about this stuff. So when Bill and I were comparing our notes, we found a lot of the same things, is that people were being torn in different directions. They didn't know who to trust. They didn't, you know, one guy would say to do this, one guy would say to do that. And it just seems as though people don't really know where to go to get straight answers to real world questions. So Bill and I wanted to help these people out. We decided, look, let's come up with something that will level the playing field between, you know, guys who are trying to get better with women and all the gurus who are tugging at them for attention. So, you know, there's a lot of interview products out there. David D'Angelo has his monthly interview series. You can get a new CD where he's talking to a dating guru every month. But that doesn't really do you good if you're trying to improve right now and you don't want to wait a year to hear from 12 guys. So what we did was try to come up with a way that we could give you, the listener, the ability to compare and contrast, but really get your biggest questions about this, about meeting and attracting women answered. So we narrowed down the list of gurus who are out there, right? And actually, you may have to edit this. Am I on a soapbox right now, or is it non-conversational?
No, you're fine.
Okay.
Yeah, just let it go, dude. Who cares?
All right, cool. Because I've been rambling so much, I sometimes don't know what I'm saying. But let me see. We narrowed down. So what we did was we narrowed down a list of gurus that we wanted to talk to. And there are so many. We didn't even realize how many there were out there. But we thought, okay, well, who are we going to talk to? Because there's some guys who are crap, and there's some guys who are really, really good. And, you know, we don't want to interview the crap guys. So we came up with a great list of criteria that says, you know, you have to have students that have demonstrated success. You have to do this full time. You have to be a world-class expert, legitimately good at what you teach, and several other points that, you know, you had to filter out before you became an interview subject. And we decided to ask them all the exact same questions. And these questions were very situational questions that a single guy would go through. Like, you know, hey, how do you approach a girl if you see her in the daytime? What do you say? I mean, it's a basic question, but man, it's something that we as a single guy come across on a frequent basis. And that's a little bit different than how would you approach a girl if you see her in a bar and a club? And how would you approach a group of girls? And what do you say right after you do that? And how do you keep the conversation from being stale? And how do you transition and escalate a sexual tension in the conversation without being creepy? And all in all, there's about 25 questions that they fall into four main categories, which is, you know, inner game and confidence, and then approaching a woman, building conversation and rapport, and then finally seduction and sexual tension. And by asking the exact same questions 25 to 28 people, that's like 25 times 28, 700 answers. And that's just huge. We ended up with like 28 hours worth of audio. And now we're sitting here looking at ourselves and going, what do we do with this? And then the idea struck, which was so simple, and we wondered how come nobody else had tried this. And then we realized because it's a lot of work. But yeah. We broke out all of the individual answers, the audio clips, bit by bit. So there may be a 2-minute answer from Scott McKay. There may be a 2-minute answer from Carlos Zuma on, you know, how to approach a woman during the day. And now we're giving you the ability to through the Guru Black Book, which is more than a book. It's an online portal as well. So you log on, you find your question, you find the thing that's bugging you the most. You click on that, and all of a sudden you see this Guru matrix, this 7x4, columns and rows of Guru's faces, little thumbnails, and it's got their names. And if you want to hear exactly how they answered that question, you simply click the play button below, and you're going to hear a 1-3 minute audio clip of them saying that, and then you go on to the next one. So the result of this is that the customer gets to dissect one question down to its core. 28 different viewpoints. Some are diametrically opposed. Some are very, very similar. A couple of them will say almost the same thing. Well, if you've got a lot of people saying the same thing, it's probably true, especially if these guys are all masters with dating and women. But you may see guys who appeal to your personal, individual personality and style a lot more than others. You may be the type of guy who's looking for one-night stands, and you look at sex and women as something that you do for fun, versus another guy looking for, he's trying to get a girlfriend or a wife. Well, these gurus are in here giving you different advice with different perspectives. And it's really not about the gurus, because we've put them all on an even playing field. It's about you, the person who's trying to learn about this. You're not being preached to. You're going to them saying, answer this, let me see what you got. And if you don't like what they have to say, you form your opinion there. Yeah, I've just spoken a lot about that. But you have any questions? Or?
Of course. Not really questions, but just kind of give some – well, yeah, I do got questions too. But just kind of give some fill-in. So Brad and I, back when I – okay, so I've been to Texas twice in the last probably month and a half. And the first time we were in Austin, there was a seminar there, and obviously Brad was there. And then I went to Dallas for a wedding, and we chatted a little bit there as well. And, one of the things he talked about that I really liked about this was the fact that, it's essentially a big database of Q&A. Like I say, what you said, 25 questions of the major questions, right? Mm-hmm. And – what he was saying, and this is really the cool part, was that it becomes really obvious who's good at what. Like, there's some guys who are really strong in certain areas, and some guys that are not strong in certain areas. And I think what you were saying is you would ask a question of some guys, and they would answer, but they would kind of preclude the answer with, well, honestly, dude, this really isn't my area of expertise, but this is probably what I would do.
Totally.
And so what you get is kind of a very broad approach across the board. The other thing I like about it too is that it gives you a very direct point of contact to figure out from and a bunch of different perspectives for you to test out on your own, because that's ultimately what it's all about, is taking a piece of advice, sticking it into your life, testing it out, see how it works, and either integrating it into what you're doing or discarding it. But it gives you one place to go look instead of trying to filter through a lot of their stuff. So I do like that. I like that a lot.
Thanks. I mean, it's something that we built that we would buy. Like, this is something I would love to have spent money on years ago when I was trying to figure all this shit out for myself. Like, this did not exist, and man, it would have made things a lot easier if it did. So we're really proud to say that, we created something that that we wished was around when we were trying to figure it.
Yeah, it sounds like it's almost like a rebuttal book in a way. Not really rebuttal, but in sales. Mm-hmm. I mean, basically, they have like certain situations where, and a lot of guys don't know this, but people that are in sales and marketing, more specifically sales, will understand this, where you actually do role playing and things like that. I mean, it happens. Like, there's actually training where you might do this every day as you're going through, where you're presented with certain situations and this is how you deal with this situation. It's not necessarily like scripted game, I guess you could say. I mean, because you've got a big kind of dichotomy between people that are running through routines versus people that are running quote unquote natural game, which I think that's kind of BS, because everybody runs routines. Everybody has a routine that they default to when they meet people, like whether it's a story that they use or whatever that they know is really kind of sets and kind of conveys who they are. I mean, everybody does that.
Oh, yeah.
So, but anyway, but like I'm saying, I mean, you get to actually kind of go in and see, what the hell's going on based on what situation is coming around, because you don't get that in everyday life. Like, people that train professionally, like in sales, or even something like MMA, I mean, to even go a different direction. I mean, if you're in MMA, if you're in Ultimate Fighting or whatever, you train for a specific situation. Like if you're in a specific chokehold, how do I get out of this situation? You don't naturally try to do it. You train specifically for that. So it deals with a lot of about competence and confidence. And so, you know, I think a lot of guys will get some value with it. I haven't had a chance to actually look inside, which you need to give me access, by the way.
Yeah, for sure. You know, one of the cool parts of it, because you can go in and you can just really quickly click on the answers, and you can, you know, like if you've got attention deficit disorder, it is your dream because, you right. know, anybody with ADD is like, oh my God, I want to hear what this guy says. And this guy, it's like this pickup power panel. And several of the guys who've already gotten their hands on it say one of the things that they like about it the most is that before they go out, they can go in and they can get some quick answers. Like, hey, here's a quick question. They just click, how do we approach a girl at a nightclub? You go on there, you got 28 answers. You can listen to them in 2 or 3 minute clips. And all of a sudden you got a whole bunch of, it's almost like a little pep talk from some of these guys who are really good. Like, okay, now I feel better. Yeah, I was kind of confused there what to do. But yeah, these guys say to walk up and say this, that, or the other. So it's, just a tremendous quick access resource. It's like the encyclopedia of dating and pickup advice that makes it just easy.
Yeah, no, I totally understand. You know, the thing you talk about, especially talking about going in the bars and clubs, it's really funny because, I mean, bars and clubs, it's like virtual reality anyway. It really doesn't count. It's not,
no, that's true.
It's not real. You know, the number one, the people that are there aren't acting real. They're acting different for, mm-hmm. you know, than they really act in quote unquote normal life. I mean, there's something going on. So you could literally, let's say there's 28 people, and let's say you go out, you know, once or twice a week, you could literally go in and if it's the approach thing, pick two answers and say, I'm going to try these two things every time or tonight on everybody I meet. And you could literally test your way through it and see which one works for you in 14, you know, times that you go out. And you're probably going to find something that works for you and something you can tweak to yourself, which is really pretty cool because, you know, when you only – the fact of the matter is you're going to – I mean, if you really get into a lot of this stuff, two things are going to happen. Number one, you're not going to know if the information you're actually purchasing is even valid. I mean, there's a lot of people out there. I mean, I've seen it. I'm seeing it even being said that, you know, a lot of this stuff isn't made to be – isn't made to work. It's just made to be sold. I actually read that. And so you kind of have
true.
To – yeah, no, it's just a positioning aspect to be – so that people will buy it. It doesn't actually work. I mean, I literally read somebody that said that about these particular products. So just
yeah, and you know what's funny? It's funny the fact that there's a lot of things that I think we all try to make it more complicated. And there are some gurus out there who, you know, have these really, really complex systems. And most of that is probably because they want to sell it as opposed to, you know, you don't need that. It doesn't need to be that advanced. It's not that complicated once you take care of a few key things, which is feeling generally confident enough to get the whole process, the whole ball rolling, how to just meet a girl. And there's only so many ways to meet a girl. You can either be introduced, you can walk up and meet her, or you can bump into her. There's a million things you can say, but in general, you're only going to meet a girl one or two ways. Conversations are living, breathing things that take on a life of their own, and you can have as many routines, but that only lasts for a second because pretty soon you have to be able to have a conversation, and there's a few skills you need to know in order to do that. And turning a girl on once you've done everything else right is actually pretty easy. So mm-hmm. that's why we've boiled it down to 25 questions. I mean, it's not rocket science. So, but at the same time, there's a lot of different perspectives on everything. So we say, let's take the fundamentals and then just get in there and rip those apart so that there's absolutely no question on earth about what to do in that situation.
Right.
And yeah. If you believe in the 80-20 rule, where 20% of your, which is not, it's actually a law, 20% of your inputs get you 80% of your results. Hey, these questions represent 20% of all the effort you'll ever need to spend, but you're going to get 80 or 90% of the way to where you want to be
right.
just by working on the fundamentals.
Yeah. Here's the one thing that, that I want you to realize. And this happens in diet and fitness all the time. And it happens in influence and persuasion strategies, whether it's, you know, in sales and marketing or it has to do with women. There are a lot of guys out there that can get you results. The problem is they don't know why they're getting you results. Like they have a methodology that works. But the problem that comes in is when they start to try to explain why their specific methodology works and they screw it all up. Mm-hmm. Like I've seen it all the time. Like, you know, a guy will say, well, here's my method. And if you do my method, it works. And that's great. You know, take the method, go try it out, see if it works for you. But the big problem is a lot of times is when guys actually try to break down the actual reasons that specific thing works or that specific thing works. And hardly anybody gets it right. Hardly anybody. And it's really detrimental because you start believing in something, you know, because you think that it actually has meaning, where in reality, it might just be a specific trigger that somebody just stumbled upon and then they're trying to reverse engineer a reason. But a lot of times the reason's pretty simple of why things work. People, like you're saying, they just make it a lot more complicated than it really needs to be. So that, again, that's why I like kind of what you've got going on right now, because you're not really dibbling. Is that even a word?
Dabbling.
Dabbling. You know, you're not even trying to get into the reasons why, and you're not really giving these guys a platform to say, well, this is why it's going to work, and blah, 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 blah. It's like, okay, here's what you need to try. Bam.
No, that's exactly it. So we phrase all the questions. Like, what would you do in this situation? What would you tell a student who – it was either what would you tell a student who has this problem directly – or what would you do? How would you approach a girl? Okay, you're a master of women, but I don't want to know what you do. Just tell me. It's almost as if you're sitting down with a friend and you see let's say you're sitting at a bar with a friend and he walks over. You both are staring at her. He just kind of gets up, walks over, starts talking to her. She starts laughing. He gets a phone number and he walks back and sits down. Well, if that happens, you're going to look at him. The first thing you're going to say is, what the hell did you just say to her? What'd you do? That was the soul behind this whole thing, is what would you do? Tell me. That way, if I know what you do and I know what everybody else does, I can probably have a pretty good clue of the simple actions that I need to take.
Yeah, no, exactly. That's kind of the best thing. You know, I talk about primary drivers a lot, and then there's one thing, like you're kind of going back to 80-20 Pareto's principle. There's one thing that kind of underlines this main current that kind of embodies all of this. And I think what guys are going to see when they're inside Guru Black Book is, you know, after going through all the answers, you know, unconsciously, you're going to recognize this pattern or this primary driver, this one specific thing that everybody's doing. It's not necessarily saying, but it's kind of a current's the best way to describe it. It's this underlying thing that you just recognize, like, oh man, what this guy's really doing is teasing this girl somehow, you know, or what's really going on is, you know, he's asking a specific question in a certain way, you know, that inspires curiosity. So maybe it's, you know what I'm saying? So you're getting a lot of different inputs that are going to allow you to really kind of get a handle on what this underlying current of what you really, the fundamental thing, I guess you could say, maybe that's a better way to put it. Don't you think?
Yeah, it really is. I mean, it's, you know, bottom line is everybody tries to make things way more complicated than it is. And the simplicity underneath everything in life, especially in this, is the key to the results. I mean, whether you're working out, you know, people try to come up with the most, you know, unique workouts to say, oh, look, my infomercial product is better. My new machine that I'm going to sell in late night infomercials is better than this one. When fundamentally, you just got to use it. Just get in the gym and start burning calories.
Sure. Right?
It's the same thing with dating. Talk to girls. Pay attention to what you're doing right, what you're doing wrong. Talk to people who know what they're doing better. Listen to them. Try it. Feedback. There's no such thing as failure. It's only feedback. And you have to course correct along the way. But it's not that hard. But you have to get out there and do it. If you know the basics, everything else is going to work out just fine.
Yeah. Well, like you said, the thing I do like about this is that, and this is the and everybody that has ever read any email I sent out, I loathe most self-help. And I think you and I talked about this before. Mm-hmm. And the reason is because there's no implied action step on any of this stuff. I mean, it's basically, all right, if you think a certain way, all of a sudden, like, all the ass in the world is going to fall in your lap. Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Whatever.
It's like the movie The Secret. If you just imagine having a Ferrari, you will.
Oh, yeah. You know, the secret behind The Secret is that it made a lot of money for the people that did The Secret, because now you got to buy more secret stuff to get deeper in The Secret so that you can make money. But
yeah, and the dating and pickup game is no different. I'm trying to strip it down to the fundamentals and show everybody what it's all about.
Yeah, man. I mean, like I say, we've known each other for a long time. You wouldn't be up here if I didn't think that this would actually be valuable. And, you know, you've actually got some good business going on. So, all right, let's break this thing down really quick. Let's kind of let everybody know what's going on. What the price point is, you know, what I need to do to get in. What's the deal?
Okay. So right now we've broken up the Guru Black Book into four volumes, four separate courses, because one of the biggest stumbling blocks is information overload and guys working on stuff that's not their primary problem. So some guys can talk to a wall, they can talk to and approach to anybody, and that's not a problem. But the part is, you know, they fall into the friend zone and they can't escalate sexuality and seduction. So we've got an entire course module that we broke up. We divided up into inner game and confidence, approaching, conversation and rapport, and then sexual tension and seduction. So you can buy whatever course fits you right now. I have access to all the various questions, 6 to 8 questions in each one, all the various gurus. You'll never have a problem with this area again if you study it right. And each course is $97 only. So you're not spending $400 for the entire system. But because right now we're going through this major launch, and it's a product launch designed to get the attention of the mass media, working on some publishing deals and just really get it out there, I'm looking for some success stories. I'm looking for some great testimonials of people who love it. So we're going to allow somebody to find their biggest sticking point. Let's say it's seduction, or just let's say it's how to approach a girl. You can get that course for $97. We're going to go ahead and throw the other three in absolutely free. So you're going to get everything from the ebook version to online, what we call the Guru Matrix. It's a lifetime membership. There's not a monthly fee involved. We're not going to charge you every single month. It's going to be one time. And this is actually very limited to just the pre-launch period when we're about to go live. But very soon, it's going to be $97 a piece. But we want to use this time to make special deals to anybody who wants to get in and help us out by giving us their feedback and testimonials. So buy one, get three free. You're saving $291 or 75% off the retail price.
Yeah, I mean, it's a pretty good deal. I mean, from what we talked about and all this stuff like that, I mean, for what people are getting, I mean, it seems pretty fair to me. Even 97 for, you know, a particular module is completely fair. I mean, with the amount of straight, direct, you know, not having to wade through a bunch of BS stuff. I mean, and you and I talked about this before as well. There's no art. There's no skill involved in basically having a bunch of fluff and writing to your and speaking in video until your fingers rot off or your mouth falls off. I mean, there's nothing there. But the art of it and the real skill is actually breaking out all of the BS and only giving the things that really matter. So stripping out everything away except what really matters. And that's what this is, I think. So like I say, I'll have some more information about this for you in the next day or so, probably tomorrow. This is running on a Friday, so I'll probably have it on a Saturday to give you an idea of what I see, what you're going to be able to get, and kind of my experiences with it. And like I say, I mean, so far so good. Brad, I really appreciate you stopping by once again. It's always fun to talk, man.
Thanks, brother. Appreciate it, man.
Oh, no problem. All right, guys. Well, like I say, that's your High Gravity Mail podcast, and we're going to be doing more of these. We'll get back on the horn with some other guys in the very near future, try to go once a week once again. So, but until then, we'll talk to you later.
Cool.